Well, Saudi Arabia has carried out fresh airstrikes in Yemen's southern province of Taiz. At least 10 civilians were killed when their house was targeted by Saudi warplanes. Nearly 9,500 people, mostly civilians, have been killed in the war since March of 2015. The military aggression has put millions of Yemenis in a dire humanitarian situation. Human Rights Watch and other international rights groups have condemned Riyadh for targeting Yemeni civilians and the country's economic infrastructure. We've talked to Yemeni journalist and political commentator Hossein Al-Bakhati. He believes the UN has become the political wing of the Saudi aggression on Yemen.
The UN and the UN convoy still call what's going on in Yemen as a truce. And by calling it a truce, they kind of deceiving the international media, because international media now just focus on a statement released by the Saudi or by the UN or by other country. And by we heard the last meeting in London days ago between the United States, Britain and Saudi and the United Arab Emirates, and they have come with a statement calling for peace and urging Ansarullah to accept peace. Can you imagine four countries that are part of this war? They are part of the Saudi aggression on Yemen, and they are the one who asking the other side for peace. Just as you mentioned today, seven people were killed from one family on a Saudi airstrike in Al-Makha city, Al-Makha port, just east Taiz. And we remember Al-Makha has been badly targeted from the beginning of the Saudi campaign. And one of the most crime that has been done there, I think, was last July, where 70 people were killed when the Saudi targeted the power company residential complex. And there is a condemnation report from the Human Rights Watch and as well Amnesty International. But still, we haven't heard any condemnation from the UN. Mm-hmm. And the UN still becoming more and more the political wing of the Saudi aggression in Yemen.